Ooh.
It's time for Second Chance Romance. You like my sax playing?
Yeah. Yeah. It's real dramatic there.
Thank you.
Likey.
Here we go. Oh. We go looking for love in all the wrong places.
Can we get this segment sponsored?
I mean, if we're going to do this, we might as well make some money.
By Pepto-Bismol or Mylanta or something.
Something.
Just ever.
Yeah.
Ooh, already.
I need relief.
Clench.
Gas X. Yeah.
Diapers. Might be good.
Recycled diapers. We learned about in the second hour.
Uh-huh.
Holly, who do we have today?
Well, we are joined by Neil this morning.
Oh, Neil. Hi, Neil.
Hey, how are you?
Hey.
We're well. How are you, Neil?
Good, thanks.
Good. Neil, welcome to the show. I know that Holly gave you the ins and outs here, and thank you for emailing us. Go ahead and tell us about your date with Krista, please, with Krista.
Yeah, sure. So we had a mutual friend, and I saw her on our friend's Instagram, and I asked our friend, oh, can you, what's her deal? And I'd like to go on a date with her. So our friend did some reconnaissance, and turns out she was free for a date. So I got to thank my friend for that.
Yeah, good friend.
Oh, nice. Oh, okay. Cool. All right. So you went on a date with Krista. What'd you do?
So we met for happy hour, and it was sort of a blind date because we didn't have much communication before that. We a little bit, so it wasn't weird. But so we just met up, and it was great. We chatted a lot, mostly surface level stuff, just getting to know each other. But there were definitely sparks there.
Okay. Oh, so because I was gonna ask. Yeah, I was gonna ask. You sparks is a good. You thought she was feeling the sparks too, not just you, Neil.
I think so. I mean, those are the signs that I was getting. She's really sweet. She seemed to be really engaged in our conversation. Here's the thing is that I just haven't heard from her since, and I know that she's a single mom. I know she's working really hard, and I respect that a lot. I was just wondering if you guys could help me out.
Well,
that's what we do.
Well, Lex,
we get answers. You might not like the answer.
Hey, that is true. Now, Neil, we do ask that folks do a little self-reflection on their date. Now, you weren't doing anything weird. Like you weren't clipping your toenails at the table or.
I did that beforehand.
Okay, good. Hey, respect a guy who loves a mani-pedi. Oh,
yes.
But nothing weird, strange, bizarre. You've looked inside yourself, and there was nothing there that you could be like, oh, Krista is friend-zoning me.
Not that I can think of. I don't know. I mean, she seemed to have just as good of a time as I did.
Okay. Well, that's all we can ask. Okay. I mean, that's all. I mean, you went through the card catalog of your mind, and here we are. Okay, Neil, here we go. We're going to put you on hold. You're going to be able to hear everything that happens next. Now, Krista is on hold, and she was told that she was nominated by a friend to be on our show to do a dating game-esque thing. She doesn't know it's about her. So she certainly doesn't know that this is about you wanting a reunion. So she's heard nothing. So hold on just a second, okay, Neil?
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Ooh.
Neil sounds very manly.
Yes.
How you feeling, Lex? How's your diaper?
It's pretty tight right now.
Okay. Holly, your diaper?
Yeah, it's a little, I need some Desitin.
Okay.
Jason?
Yeah, tight. Yeah. Tight and getting tighter.
Yeah.
I feel mildly bloated. Here we go. Let's put up Krista.
Ooh.
Hi, Krista.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm excited.
Are you? I'm sorry. I don't mean to sound so surprised by that. We don't get people that are excited. No, I mean, we just don't get people that are excited to come on our show. So we love it. Thank you.
Yeah,
I live a boring life.
Oh, okay. Well, Krista, welcome to Second Chance Romance. That's what this is called. And you're live on the radio right now. And we do actually, all kidding aside, we appreciate you doing this because we recognize this is a very busy time in the day. So we won't waste your time. But what we did do is we kind of fibbed a little bit. You weren't necessarily nominated to be on our show by a friend. You were, I guess, nominated by somebody that wanted to reunite with you. As I say that to you, how does that make you feel?
Maybe a little bit less excited.
Okay, atta girl. Anyway, no, I'm kidding. Krista, it's actually, this is, as we told you, we didn't lie about this part. It's a dating segment, but there's somebody that went out with you that wants to reunite. I bet you're even more scared now, right?
I have a feeling I know who it is.
Oh, well, who do you think it is?
I don't want to say.
Is it Neil?
Oh, God. I had a feeling it was going to be Neil.
It's Neil.
Oh, no.
Why? Okay, no, Krista, darn it. No. Why do you say you don't sound excited? Is there a reason? Because here's the deal. Let us be straight with you. We were contacted because we heard there was nothing after the first date with Neil. Is that true? And if it is, was there a reason?
Yeah. Okay. So my colleague at work told me that Neil wanted to go on a date with me. And sure. Okay. I went out because look, I'm a single mom and I'm a teacher. So I don't get a lot of adult time alone ever. But this dude, he didn't want a date. He wanted to sell me on his multi-level marketing business. Like, he gave the soft sell early in the date. But then by the end of it, he's like full on telling me how selling vitamins and shakes is going to change my life forever. So like, no, thank you.
Wait, what?
No.
Like, I got dressed up for that.
Oh, no. Yeah. You put on hard pants, Krista, didn't you? Oh,
I did. I put on my good bra for that.
Oh,
Krista.
With like an underwire and everything.
Yeah.
Dang.
Oh, well.
I could have been eating chips in bed.
Yeah. Oh. Well, Krista, I am loving you, so I'm gonna cut this down right now.
Oh,
I have a surprise for you, and you won't like this surprise.
Another one.
Yeah, I know, but you won't. I don't know if you'll like this one. Neil is actually on the other line, and he's heard this whole thing.
Wow, is this Christmas?
I know. Ho ho ho.
Kinda.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and put Neil up.
Hey, Krista.
Hi, Neil.
Good to connect with you again.
Yeah. Sure.
Listen, Krista, I thought I was being helpful and bringing up something that's been so great for me. I wasn't trying to pressure you into anything.
Well, how is you telling me how my life basically sucks and could be better if I just join your pyramid scheme not pressuring me?
Mm-hmm. You know, honestly, I think I was just reading you the wrong way. You kept nodding and you know, seemed like you wanted to know more. So that's why I just kept talking about it.
That's so I could get out of the date because I didn't just want to get up and leave.
Oh, ouch is right. Hey, guys.
Yeah. Lex, your turn, girl.
Yeah, okay, it is my turn. So this is Second Chance Romance. We offer to pay for a second date. If you guys are game, we've got some great gift cards and happy to.
At a wide variety of establishments.
Yeah, we have to ask, so.
Krista, I'm sensing you don't want a second date?
Nope. Certainly you can find someone in your downline to take out.
Okay.
Oh!
Well,
okay,
Krista, well, thank you so much. Have a great summer. Neil,
you too, buddy.
Thank you. You're a good sport. And Neil, we promised you at the beginning we would at least get answers. So thank you so much.
You did. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, buddy.
Bye.
Thank you. Krista's probably one of my favorite other people, you know, not the person that emails us. Krista's probably the one of my favorite date-ees. Is that what we'd call it?
Date-ees, yeah.
Date-ees.
Yeah. A date-ee.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
She's great,
yeah, she's
girl.
Fun.
Jason and Alexis.
Yeah.
Holly.
I need to do a diaper check-in with you guys.
Oh!
How are your diapers feeling?
Oh, it's seeping out the sides. I need to go to the bathroom, actually.
Mine's firm.
I need some.
I'm good. Mine's still in place. I felt good. Ooh. Krista put me at ease, girl. I was loving that. I was like a pig in mud in that one. I was loving her. She didn't pull any punches.
Well, it's just funny to me that it's like he didn't think that that was, that could have been the issue. It's like, you're trying
bringing
to sell.
Amway.
Yeah. It's like, huh. It turned from a hard soft sell to a hard sell. You'd think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Ooh.
No.
How about your diaper, Holly?
It's actually feeling very dry because my butthole is completely sealed off.
It's the other way. All right.
Second Chance Romance, Tuesdays and Thursdays in our third hour. The Dirt Alert will catch you up with everything happening in Hollywood, and we will do that after this.
Ooh, Second Chance Romance can be a pest. But that's not why I'm calling Plunkett's Pest Control. For over 100 years, they've been strong. Wow. Family-owned, women-owned, women-led for the past 22 years. They are my pest control experts and have been for the last decade. In fact, Patrick is coming tomorrow, and he takes the time to tell me everything I need to know. I'll call him all the time like, hey, Patrick, what is this? There's a new wasp nest. Come help. What's going on with this? And I'm seeing this weird bug outside that looks like a dinosaur. What do I do? And what's so great is he's like, don't worry, I'm coming. He's always on time, honest, equipped with the knowledge to get the job done right the first time. And that's why I love working with Plunkett's. They speak bug. They speak pest. They know their movements and behavior and can help keep pests in their place, not in yours. So, if you're having the same problem, single basis, or on an annual plan like me, keeping pests in their place, not yours, head to Plunkett's.net.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert.
You're very busy. There's no need for you to try to catch up with all the happenings in Hollywood. That's our job. Let us do it. And when I say us, I mean Holly Roberts on the Dirt Alert. Hello, Holly.
Hello, Jason. We need to talk about Celine Dion.
Celine Dion. Yes.
She's talking with Vogue France, and she's on the cover of their latest issue.
Looks great.
She looks fantastic, and she is sharing a lot of information about her life with Vogue France. She said, you know what? I'm very proud that at 55, I am being asked to reveal my beauty. And also, not only that is she sharing her tips and tricks on how to look fabulous, she is going into depth about living with stiff person syndrome. Now, she had to step away from the spotlight back in 2022 when she announced publicly that she was dealing with this very rare diagnosis. And what Celine Dion is saying is that, hey, look, I could give up or I could train. She trains 5 days a week. She works with personal trainers, voice coaches, and other people on, getting the stiff person syndrome under control. And, you know, she wants to get back on stage someday. She is not just giving up and receding, going back into the spotlight. She's learning to live with it.
I love that. And it doesn't surprise me one bit coming from Celine. She's a fighter. Always has been.
Yeah. Now, Celine Dion says, I haven't beat the disease stiff person syndrome, and it's still within me and always will be. She said, I hope we'll find a miracle, a way to cure it with scientific research. But for now, I have to learn to live with it. So that's me now with stiff person syndrome. She said, 5 days a week, I go under these trainings. And, you know, she questioned herself at the beginning. She's like, why me? How did this happen? What have I done? Is this my fault?
That's natural, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
To feel that way.
Very natural. Yeah.
She's just like us.
Yeah.
How relatable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she said, I've chosen to work with all my body and soul from head to toe with a medical team, and I want to be the best that I can, and my goal is to see the Eiffel Tower again.
Oh.
Oh. She will.
Yeah, what an example.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Just fight it. Do what you can.
Yeah. Yeah. And she just said, you know what? It's hard day to day. Mm-hmm. And she's being really honest in this interview with Vogue France. She's like, tomorrow is another day, but one thing that will never stop, that's the will, it's the passion, and it's the dream, and it's the determination.
Atta girl.
Yes. Celine Dion. And she's looking like...
She looks fantastic.
Oh, mm-hmm. These Vogue France pictures. Oh. I know we're not a visual medium, but please go and check them out. She is looking great. Somebody else having a good week. Taylor Swift.
Yes, she is.
Mm-hmm. She's breaking records left and right, and the latest record to be broken by the Tortured Poets Department, her album that dropped on Friday, breaking the record for weekly vinyl sales in just 3 days. Taylor Swift has sold 700,000 records, like actual physical records,
wow,
over last weekend alone.
Wow.
Mm. Is there like a special track on that vinyl?
Oh, hell, I don't know, Jason.
No, I'm making a joke. I was making a joke.
Well, so was I, because it's like, who knows? There probably is something special on that. Now, the previous weekly record belonged to Swift's release, 1989 Taylor's Version. That sold almost 700,000 units in a 7-day period. And then the record before that, well, it was Midnight's. So Taylor Swift doing these special edition vinyl records. The kids are going to Urban Outfitters, buying a vinyl player. And then,
right, they need a player to play it.
Yeah.
It's so, I don't know.
Oh, wow.
Atta girl, I guess.
Yeah. Seriously. Wow. Mm-hmm.
I was in a big box store over the weekend, and there standing in the middle of the aisle was a massive display of things called compact discs.
With what Taylor's are those?
Compact discs, Jason.
Oh.
And the whole display of it. The Tortured Poets Department. So you can get it on compact disc at the local big box store near you.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's everywhere.
Yeah. Well, speaking of something that's vintage, Family Guy. That show has been on the darn air for 25 years.
Dang.
And one of the things we learned earlier this week, last week, Seth MacFarlane, creator of Family Guy, he's like, look, I'm going to be making these episodes until there's a reason to stop. And there is no reason to stop, and it's probably Seth MacFarlane's bank account.
Yep.
By Patrick Warburton, who's been the voice of Joe on Family Guy since the show started in 1999. Apparently, his family hates it.
Hates Family Guy?
They hate the show. And at one point, Patrick Warburton's family tried to get the show canceled.
Oh my gosh.
They hate it.
It
was canceled once, but they tried to cancel it again. So Patrick Warburton, he says in a new interview that his mom belonged to the American Television Council.
Those people.
Mm-hmm. And they were trying to get the show canceled. And he's like, look, I was actually helping to support my parents financially with Family Guy money. But she tried to get me to sign the petition to cancel the show. And he was like, Mom, if you don't think I'm not going to talk about this publicly, that's the greatest irony. You're literally laundering money to yourself. But they hate it more than ever.
Mm-hmm.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't hate it. It's going to finance that family until the end of time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Look how long South Park has been on. Oh, you know?
They're just getting their own standalone channel yet again.
Yes.
Yes.
That show, I mean, it's one of those things where you're like, oh, yeah, these shows are still on. South Park, Family Guy, The Simpsons. Man, The Simpsons have been on 35 years.
Yes.
Wow. Imagine being a voice actor for them.
Right?
And that's just, yeah. No, doesn't matter what you look like.
Nope. Have you seen what's her name who does Bart? She's been doing viral videos going up to drive-thrus talking as a Bart. It's so good. It's so brilliant. More of these stories at mytalk1071.com. Holly is not done talking. She is not. Because we have both done old-ass movie reviews where we watch old Earth movies to tell you if they still hold up. Amadeus will kick it off next. I'm getting ready to post a Instagram video talking to Colin, my husband, about how Botox has changed his life. And I know this seems dramatic. Hey, everybody, it's Jace for Skin Rejuvenation Clinic, but it's really not. Colin's been very open and has helped a lot of you get rid of the shame about over excessive sweating. And Colin has dealt with that most of his life, but because of Skin Rejuvenation Clinic and underarm Botox, he doesn't have to deal with the shame and or the embarrassment of ruining his shirts or let's just be blunt, pitting out. That is not an issue with underarm Botox. And right now I bring this up because Botox is on sale at Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. So as we get into the hotter months, this is the time to do it. You can, if you do 48 units of Botox in April, you're going to get 10 free. If you do 120 units of Dysport, you're going to get 25 free. Botox and Dysport, just two different brands. Call Skin Rejuvenation Clinic and mention me to activate this special.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Jason and Alexis in the morning. Hey, welcome back. From time to time, we came to realize that the three of us not only watch new movies, but we watch old movies. Very, very old movies. Mm-hmm. Very, very, very old movies. So we decided, hey, why don't we put this to good use? Because, you know, everything in our life can be content. Thus, Old Ass Movie Reviews was born, and it is time for another edition.
Old Ass Movie Reviews. Old Ass Movie Reviews. Old Ass Movie Reviews.
Thank you, Casablanca. Holly Roberts will begin. Holly, what is your old ass movie?
Ooh, my old ass movie I watched about a week and a half ago, and it is the Oscar winning Amadeus.
Oh. Mm.
The movie about Mozart and his rival Salieri, starring F. Murray Abraham, among others. And this movie is an epic film. It clocks in at multiple hours. There are lots of corsets and powdered wigs and lots of drama. And I'm here to tell you that if you have not watched Amadeus in quite some time, you should, because it still stands the test of time.
It does.
It is, you know, I don't know if I have top 10 favorite movies, but this one just has a special place in my heart. I love the story of Salieri, who is a composer played by F. Murray Abraham, and he is tortured towards the end of his life because his rival Mozart, he feels, has been blessed by God with this gift. Salieri has given so much. He pledged his life to God in order to be able to create beautiful music, and he did, and he was. And then all of a sudden, this upstart called Mozart comes in and is creating the most brilliant pieces of music that he has ever heard. But Mozart is a cad. He is into many powdered wigs, spending his money. He likes to booze. He also likes to fart. So what is he supposed to do?
Oh, my gosh. Just like Martin Luther.
What, Martin Luther liked to fart?
Yes, he did, and wrote about it all the time. Anyway, side note.
Oh my God, Alexis, I love
you. For all my Protestants out there.
couldn't love you more, Alex. I just really, okay, it's not
possible. I'm not going to make that joke because I'm going to walk away from it. But I'll tell
you. Holly,
but
just go ahead.
No, but I'm going to tell you guys in the break. Anyways.
Okay.
Moving on.
Yes.
Moving on, Holly. Moving on.
So it stands the test of time. That's
this
great.
This really stands the test of time. And I find it such, you know, the tortured Salieri. And, you know, he wants to give his all and he wants to ascend to greatness. And he has literally sacrificed everything in his life to do so. And then somebody comes in and it just, the music just comes from Mozart. There's a moment in the film where Salieri is looking at the sheet music that Mozart has provided him to just, you know, take a look, take a gander. And he hears it in his mind and he drops the pieces of paper because it is so brilliant to him. How could this guy in his pink powdered wig come up with such brilliance when he, Salieri, has sacrificed so much in his life, and he's, you know, calls himself at the end of the movie the patron saint of mediocrity. Yeah. You know? Mm. Oh, I love it, and I miss movies like this that are epic.
Yeah.
You know, they take a while to unfold, but you've got the costumes, you've got the acting, you've got the music. By the way, if you just go back and listen to Mozart, the greatest hits, that dude was talented.
What? How do you think?
Yes.
That dude, that Holly, that was a beautiful, simple statement.
Yep, you could put that on a one sheet.
That was beautiful, Holly. How do you think this would do with modern audiences, Holly?
You would have to pace yourself. I can see people pausing and taking their time and maybe digesting this like a limited series.
Mm. Oh, okay.
However, I think that modern audiences, if you allow this movie just to wash over you, and this movie is Amadeus, I think you could embrace it because I think that the acting and the story is so good and so universal and so consistent that you will get something out of it and it will connect with you.
Have you ever seen it, Lex?
It's been a very long time. I did enjoy it, though. I remember at the time.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to watch it again. And these are great movies to see if they do, because it's such a moment in time. It's not trying to be a contemporary movie, you know, of the time. So that's where it really gets old and feels dated. This, because it's, yeah, just that time period and the rivalry, you're right, is so relatable. That will always be around. So, yeah, that makes me want to watch it again. Where did you watch it, Holly?
Oh, I believe I want to say I said Max, but I think it's on Netflix, actually.
Oh, it's on Netflix. Yeah. Okay.
The minute you said, and we're doing an old-ass movie review of Amadeus from Holly, when you said, Holly, limited series, can't you picture this as a limited series from a network? I can picture this on a Netflix now. You know, if it had not been done, if it had not been done in the movies, I can picture this as a big production from one of the big streamers now. I can see it.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, I feel like you could do another adaptation of this because this started as a play.
Oh.
Then it was adapted into a movie.
Okay.
And Luke Skywalker himself played Mozart on Broadway.
Wow. He did?
Yeah, in the play version of Amadeus, he replaced Tim Curry, who played Mozart in the Broadway run of Amadeus.
Well, shiver me timbers.
Yeah, so I feel like you could find a lot of contemporary actors who would do justice to the story. And sometimes when you tell stories like this, it's nice to get a fresh perspective with different performers, different actors. How would somebody tell this story?
They can also flesh it out more, too.
Yeah.
The time.
Mm-hmm. With a longer, because what's the running? How long was this, Holly? Was it like 3 hours?
Almost 161 minutes.
Okay,
so almost 3 hours.
It is funny that the running time is one of the things as a kid watching it. As a kid, that's what I remember, because back then that was a long time.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
You know, the 80s wasn't really an era for long movies. Necessarily, or the ones at least I consumed as a child, and that's just what I remember. I remember the poster. It's a kid memory of this movie. I remember the poster. I remember TV commercials from it, and I remember thinking, "Wow, that's a really long adult movie." not yeah. adult, like not a porn, but yeah, just a grown up movie. So,
well, the movies that we liked in the 80s, so E.T. is under 2 hours.
Yes!
Gremlins under 2 hours. The Goonies under 2 hours. Because, Jason, to your point, I remember watching Close Encounters of the Third Kind and thinking that was a long movie. And it's only 2 hours and 17 minutes.
I know. I need to. That's, you know, Holly, that is one that I want to rewatch for old ass movie reviews. Ooh. I have not seen that in decades. Of all the Spielberg movies. Yeah, yeah. Well, and speaking of that, coming up tomorrow, another old Earth movie review. I actually have a threefer, but I'm just going to mainly concentrate. I rewatched the 2009 Star Trek by J.J. Abrams and Chris Pine. Yeah, that one. Not the original motion picture. I should watch that one, too. But I watched J.J.'s reboot of the franchise in 2009. And I have stories to go with that because I saw that for the first time in a very magical place that Holly Roberts has been to.
Ooh.
I'll leave that as a little tease.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Back in 2009, Lex.
I can't remember where you saw it, but I do remember talking about it.
Uh-huh.
And then seeing it myself later.
Yep. Huh. So, yeah, because we were on the air at that point.
Yes.
So, old-ass movie review, Star Trek, tomorrow. But right now, why don't you join a lot of unique animals and Alexis and Holly for the Walk for Animals. That's right, May 4th, Minnesota State Fairgrounds. Sign up now. And you two are looking for unique specimens, right, Lex?
Sure are. Yeah, we have a bearded dragon or lizard, I should say. We have a pig. We have a hedgehog. Lots of dogs and cats. So we'd love to see, yes, some more diversity in animals. But of course, you know, we've got dog, cat variety. Please join our team. Join the team. It's going to be so much fun. It's at the State Fairgrounds, so it's easy to get to. Free parking. Lots of fun things along the route. There'll be live music, of course. My Talk will have a booth there with some fun. What we actually saw, what we're giving out. It's very, well, you need it if you're a dog owner and cute too on top of it. So there's that. And wow, what else? Food trucks, vendors. It's just going to be a fun time.
Woo!
Mm-hmm.
Sign up right now, mytalk1071.com. When we come back, Bette Midler has a fun request next. For years, you've heard me talk about Red Cow and Red Rabbit in the downtowns in St. Paul and Minneapolis. Hey, it's Jace for Red Cow and Red Rabbit. But did you know last year, Red Cow opened their first space in Wayzata? I was there on Saturday. It is such a, you know what I love is it has such a great vibe. And it's the first burb, Red Cow. Well, one of the first burbs. And what I loved about the vibe was I saw so many families. It was just such a good mix. I saw kids and I saw folks just wanting to hang out for a cocktail at the bar. And it was just a beautiful Saturday afternoon. So if you're looking for a great place and you're in the Minnetonka, Plymouth, Wayzata area, run to Red in Wayzata. Red Cow Wayzata. Happy hour. They have a late night happy hour. They're the only Red Cow that has it. I love that. Begins at 8. So this weekend, grab your family and friends and run to Red Cow, Wayzata.
And now on Jason and Alexis in the Morning, a message from our sponsor. From like the 70s or 80s.
All across America, the song of freedom rings. The song is growing stronger every day. It tells us when we listen to the message that it sings. Let us lift our voices. We can make the choices. We will make the most of all the best that freedom brings. Sizzler is the one who brings us choices. Reaching
has been a Jason and Alexis classic commercial. We now return you to our regularly scheduled mediocre radio show.
Bring a little sizzler in your life. That's from 1991.
So patriotic.
Okay. God bless a salad bar.
That's right. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Wrapping things up on this Tuesday. Thanks for being here. Thanks for listening. Thanks for hanging. Thanks for standing. Whatever, however you listen to us. We don't care if you're laying down, for heaven's sake.
Yeah, you do you.
You do you.
Just thank you.
Thank you. What's Bette Midler want to do? I know she wanted to do Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but yeah, she moved on now.
Man, yeah. She's just pitching herself for a whole bunch of shows. And I guess that Real Housewives hasn't quite come to fruition. Maybe there's talks. But now she's pitching herself to guest star on ABC's Abbott Elementary. On Sunday morning, she took to X, or Twitter, and she X'd and asked her 2 million followers to connect her with Quinta Brunson, of course, the creator and star of Abbott Elementary, even though she's not on X or no longer active. But maybe people are turning to Instagram or Facebook to get a hold of her. But basically, she says, Bette Midler tweets, since I'm now using this website to pitch myself on TV shows, I would love to play Melissa Chimenti's mother on Abbott Elementary.
Oh.
If you see Quinta Brunson, please tell her. How brilliant would that be?
Oh, come on.
Now, of course, Melissa, the character played by Lisa Ann Walter, they do look like each other.
They do?
I think so.
Yeah.
And the character is from the south side of Philly, and not many of her relatives are mentioned on the show at all. Definitely not a mother. Her sister, for 3 episodes in season 2. Now, right now, season 3 is airing, and maybe Bette Midler could come on for season 4.
Oh.
It would work.
Yeah, it would work. Oh, come on.
Let's make this happen.
Oh, let's absolutely make this happen.
Quinta has to know at this point, right?
Yeah.
Major publications are picking the story up. And it's perfect timing because she's just coming off Sitting in Bars with Cake. Bette Midler was in. And The Fabulous Four. That's the next thing she'll be in. Yeah. So she's still working, doing all the things. So bring more people to the yard. Why not?
What a great success story, Abbott Elementary, in an age where sitcoms are dead and comedies are dying.
On network TV.
And yeah, it's just such a huge hit for them, and deservedly so. It's such a great show.
It's fun.
And they're not shy about having a guest star or two on.
Mm-mm.
You know, Bradley Cooper did the post-Oscar show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Taraji P. Henson has been on it. Leslie Odom Jr. Even Jason Kelsey.
Yeah,
Jason Kelsey was on there?
I believe so.
Oh, look at that.
Wow. Well, then, Bette Midler.
Come on, Bette.
Come on.
Come on, Quinta.
Let's do it.
Come on, Quinta.
Come on.
Come on, Patty.
Come on,
you know, Patty LaBelle. Patty LaBelle was in town. She was at a benefit over the weekend. Yeah, Miss Patty was in town. BB, producer Baby Bjorn was there and went to see Miss Patty.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. It was
Did she bring her pie?
I don't think so. I don't think
Patty!
She got it.
What was it for and where? Yeah.
Come on, Patty.
Come on, Patty.
It was the armory.
Shout out to Patty LaBelle, honey.
What it was. But yeah, Patty performed. Miss Patty was in the Twin Cities.
Oh, man.
Over the weekend, yeah.
Oh, Soar North Gallery.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
Huh.
So, that Patty, she's one of my favorites. I love Patty LaBelle so much.
Shout out to Patty LaBelle, honey.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Gladys Knight performed with her.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Pretty cool. Yeah, Patty. Gotta love Patty.
Were the Pips there?
I don't see that on the agenda here. But
not even a singular Pip?
No, it doesn't look like it.
Not just one Pip?
No.
That's a combo, Gladys and Patty.
Yes.
Oh, I remember when those two showed up for Oprah's surprise 40th birthday party. Aretha, Gladys, and Patty all performed for Oprah. And then Oprah's producers didn't know that Oprah was petrified of balloons and filled the studio with balloons. And Oprah has a phobic, like a debilitating fear of balloons. And she had to walk through a sea of balloons. Oof.
Ooh.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's an, I always thought that's an interesting thing to be, but balloons can be scary when they start popping.
Oh yeah.
I never understood it, but I get it now as an adult.
And little pieces of rubber all over the
place.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That makes sense. The sound alone.
Yeah. Ain't nobody got time for that. ain't nobody got time for popping balloons. Well, that's going to do it.
Yeah.
We are done. Thank you. We'll mark you as attended. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mark
you're you the as best. Present.
You're the best. We'll be back tomorrow. We'll, coming up tomorrow, we'll do another show. That's it.
Let's do another show tomorrow.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Go out there and be yourself, right, Lex?
That's right, UVU. Have a fantastic day. We love you so very much. Donna and Steve Experience up next. Bye for now. Okay.